This recording, Italy 25, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Parry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke District Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on the first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleet jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel very sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itch goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, try gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Okay, I lived in the US and I lived for a long period in the UK. So I definitely noticed different approaches to lifestyle. US has a more open-minded culture towards people, towards economy, and that reflects also to young population. So as a younger, I felt that in the US I could express myself in terms of innovation, and I could interact more easily with the people from around the world. In the UK, I lived in London, which is a huge city where you can meet people from all around the world. That gave me the opportunity to expand my international culture. And so I think London is unique, and English culture is more, of course, more kind of close compared to the US, but it's also very strict, and it's goal oriented, which is definitely something new to myself before I went there. In Europe, like in the UK, what I found most compared to the US is that there were people from all around the world, especially from all around Europe, and then of course exposed me to a unique way of learning different cultures, and European culture is so deep that you cannot find in the US, especially because US it's open to
foreigners, but most people come from the States to study in their country.
Stamattina mi sono alzato molto tardi perché ieri sera ho guardato la casa di carta ho visto i primi tre episodi della nuova stagione della casa di carta, e perciò stamattina mi sono alzato tardi, ho fatto un po' di attività fisica con l'app di Nike, e poi verso l'una ho mangiato con i miei genitori, abbiamo mangiato buonissimi gnocchi e ragù. E al pomeriggio adesso ho fatto una bella passeggiata per i campi e sono in procinto anche di chiamare i miei amici dall'Inghilterra a breve.